Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is 6:12 Friday evening. You are listening to Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Hope you're having a great drive in. Maybe you just left the office. Thanks for having us on. We appreciate the ride home with you today. Austin is being extremely busy today because we have some concerns over on the Garcon Bridge on Avalon Boulevard.
Yeah. I'm actually glad you set me up for that because I'll go ahead and let you know. Because it's the only spot really giving us issues right now, and we'll revisit it in a few minutes, I'm sure. But if you are traveling eastbound on I-10, this is if you're coming over Escambia Bay Bridge and heading in the direction of exit 22. That is the Avalon Boulevard exit. We do have some heavy backups in that area. But the good news is, outside of that, there's not too much holding you up on the roads at this time. So take that as you will.
Okay, I will. And thank you very much for that. great Friday evening kind of enrolling here for us. After his victory, when I say his victory, we're talking about, of course, President-elect Donald Trump. He is already out there cranking up the media. Fox's Howie Kurtz has more in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
With many media liberals still in mourning, still in denial, or vowing to remain part of the resistance after President-elect Trump's stunning victory over Kamala Harris, an interesting little thing happened yesterday. The President-elect spoke to Kristen Welker of NBC, moderator of Meet the Press, who he's dealt with before, and gave her an off-camera interview, and she was reading from her notes on the air about how many world leaders had called Donald Trump and who he might be considering for jobs in the White House. And the thing is, he hates NBC. He generally is very wary of the mainstream media, enemy of the people and all that. But what people forget about his presidency is he talked to journalists all the time, even ones he didn't like, even CNN, which he called fake news. And that is probably what we're going to see again during the next 4 years with your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much. Let's see. Also wanted to touch on this. We had today being a big day as a grand opening for Bruce Beach Park in downtown Pensacola. An event was held at 3 p.m. to unveil phase two of the park's revitalization project. And it was previously scheduled in October, but as we had told you about back then, it had to be rescheduled after high bacteria levels were detected in the water. You'll be happy to know, though, that those levels returned to normal a few weeks ago. So yeah, ain't holding them back now.
The whole happy thing is they put up the swimming signs allowed again. They put the no swimming signs up for a while. But if you want to go enjoy that beautiful Pensacola Bay, jump in.
Absolutely.
Have at it. 29 days counting for the 12th annual. I like this event. It's the 12th annual Runway 5K on Saturday. Happens December 7th. This is a USO event. It's absolutely masterful. Participants will run or walk along the runways and taxiways. What it is, the active runway, 1735, that's the north-south runway. If that's active, then they'll run the 716 or whatever it is on the other side, 725. The inactive runway, you run those runways.
Yeah.
And then the taxiways. It's cool. It is absolutely cool. All proceeds go to the USO Northwest Florida, whose mission is, of course, to strengthen the well-being of the people serving in America's military and their families. If you want to do this run, I encourage you. It's a lot of fun, first of all. And if you've ever... It gives you a different perspective in looking at Pensacola International from the middle of the field towards the terminal. In other words, looking from the terminal to the middle of the field.
Right.
So it gives you a totally different view of the airport and nice running room. Want more information or you want to sign up, just visit runway5k.com.
All righty, 6:15 here. We'll get a full check of the roads and weather here for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance asks you, what do your home and auto have in common? Well, they're yours, and Progressive protects them both. You can bundle today at progressive.com. Again, that is progressive.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on outside of that I-10 issue. Again, if you're just joining us, traveling eastbound on I-10, coming over Escambia Bay and heading towards Avalon Boulevard, still got some heavy backups in that area. They do not appear like they are going to lessen anytime soon. Outside of that, there may be a little bit of backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway and the Tiger Point area, but that's nothing to dig into. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 72 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs at around 80 at most, but On Sunday, we're going to have a 20 to 30% chance of showers throughout your day.
Okay, 617, News Radio 92.3. According to the Florida Division of Elections, the state saw the third highest voter turnout in the last 70 years on Tuesday, when nearly 11 million residents cast ballots. Here's the number. 78.76% of eligible voters showed up at the polls. Now, the figure is not only higher than the turnout for the 2020 election, it also represents the highest voter turnout by percentage since the 1992 the presidential election, when Bill Clinton defeated incumbent President George H.W. Bush in a race that saw 83% turnout in the state of Florida. So numbers popping back up there again.
Absolutely. And a large food and beverage distributor could be coming to Milton. P&J reports that the Ben E. Keith Company has filed a proposal to build a 3,200-square-foot warehouse near the intersection of I-10 and State Road 87. If approved, it would be the company's second distributor center distribution center in Florida. The first was built about 3 years ago in Gainesville. The Milton location would include a loading dock, common area, and office space.
618 News Radio 92.3. When we're talking about Florida, let me kind of maneuver this story in here for you. The U.S. Southern Command down in Miami is celebrating a staffing change. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more in Securing America.
Securing America.
U.S. Southern Command, which is based in Miami, celebrated a change of command Thursday as Navy Admiral Alvin Halsey succeeded Army General Laura Richardson. Southcom provides security for Central and South America and the Caribbean. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke to those who serve in and work for Southern Command.
I want to thank you for defending our country with such patriotism and professionalism.
The secretary also highlighted the unique challenges of Southcom's work in the Western Hemisphere.
Irregular migration, fundraising by transnational terrorist groups, and natural disasters fueled by climate change.
Austin added that Southcom proves the United States is a trusted, reliable ally for its neighbors.
Thanks for keeping this region safe, and thanks for defending our democracy and our values.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
That echo would drive me crazy if I were speaking in an arena like that.
Really?
Echo in the background. If you ever did, I remember I used to do the voice in the Louisiana Superdome for Tulane football. And there is a delay when you speak into the microphone in that arena.
Yeah.
It's like a 3-second delay.
It happens to me at some drive-thrus.
Oh, boy. Does that totally just...
It throws you off.
Yeah, sure it does. Absolutely. I was thinking about that when I heard Austin talking about, his position down in Miami. But the echo was good. I've been there before.
Yeah, that's a pain. Also, a former high school softball coach has been indicted by a Baldwin County grand jury on charges of having sex with a student. Former St. Michael Catholic High School coach Leonard Rizzuto was having a documented sexual relationship with a 16-year-old. The alleged acts took place at an off-campus practice facility in Rizzuto's home in Daphne and reportedly happened during the 2021 school year. Rizzuto was released from his job at the school after the 2021 season, and investigators say they have not learned of any other victims. He was arrested and released on a $15,000 bond, and he's due in court for an arraignment in December.
We should start giving him out a knucklehead award, you know? Some crazy.
That would be putting it softly.
Okay, I got to tell you about this. Raphael, if you're worried about it, don't. It is currently, and I'm talking about Hurricane Raphael, it's currently 225 miles north-northeast of Progreso, Mexico. Tracking west, 9 miles per hour, wind speeds around 100 miles per hour, making it a pretty powerful Cat 2 storm. National Hurricane Center saying a weakening trend will begin throughout the weekend. Current models are showing the system losing most tropical characteristics by the beginning to middle part of next week when it takes a left turn heading south. And see you bye.
All right.
Out of here.
6:20, we'll take a quick break here. When we return, we've got Habitat for Humanity here in the local area. Putting on what I would say is a wholesome call to get you started for this weekend. It's a wholesome project that I think you'd like to hear as you drive home for a nice couple days off. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for a theological seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 must be our dose of Led Zeppelin for the afternoon.
Yeah, that's become a daily thing.
Almost. I like that. You don't see me complaining at all. 6:25, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola Right Now. Thank you so much for having us on this afternoon. We do appreciate that. I know you might be getting out of that office or leaving the house and just jumping in the car. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride. Tax collections office is closing. Let me just kind of rephrase this because I want to reposition the story. It's closing, but in reality, it's just relocating within less than a week. Okay, here's our news partner, WEAR-TV3, with more on this trending story.
A tax collector's office in Escambia County is closing. The Marcus Point office on W Street will be open until noon next Thursday. They're moving to a new location on Palafox Street in Brent. The new facility will open on November 19th. Officials say the building offers enhancements that will improve the customer experience.
Okay, it's kind of like the long way around getting into that story. If you're a home builder, home seller, watching those mortgage numbers, I got them for you this afternoon. Mortgage Daily News reporting the benchmark 30-year fixed went from a 7.13% to 6.98% this afternoon. The latest reading on the 15-year fixed rate, about 6.45%.
All righty. I've actually got a home building story for you right after traffic and weather together. Let's see. If you are traveling eastbound on I-10, coming over Escambia Bay, traveling basically past Avalon, exit 22. We do have some backups there. And on Highway 90, if you're traveling eastbound passing the Home Depot area, got some issues in that area as well. As for the weather, it's 76 degrees, low of 72 tonight. And this weekend we'll have weather sitting at around the same, but on Sunday there are slight chances for showers. Alrighty. Mention this before going to break. New life coming to the site of a former drug house in Santa Rosa County. Habitat for Humanity now building a 3-bedroom home after the sheriff's office demolished a trailer on the same property last year. The county seized the home in Midway on Congress Street after responding to dozens of calls and making several arrests there. A Pensacola Habitat for Humanity official says that they're tearing it down and building something beautiful with new spirit, new life, and a new family.
Okay, give me your real truthful opinion about spam calling. People calling you up at just random. What do you think about that?
I think it's uncool.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah. I'm down. I'm not down with that. I'm up with that.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, here's maybe some relief on the way for you and your temper. Artificial intelligence might prevent you from getting spam calls in the future. Fox's Ethan Brown has more in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
What if AI kept away that pest of a phone caller? New code discovered by the experts at 9to5 Google shows the company is getting ready to inject artificial intelligence into Android's phone screening feature, the popular bit that answers your phone when strangers call and gives you a chance to see if you actually want to talk to this person. Sometimes it is a telemarketer, sometimes it is your doctor's office confirming an appointment. The feature is currently based on automation using scripted audio messages to make the caller divulge their intentions and their identity. And while Google has already upgraded the feature to be more contextual, the introduction of AI into the process would allow for the Google Assistant to interact with the caller with more nuance. It would also reply to the caller with more natural replies, more specific to the reason for calling. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Eben. Also wanted to touch on this. Duke Energy trying to get back money from Floridians after the utility worked around the clock to restore power after 3 recent hurricanes. The company says that it took more than $1 billion to turn the lights back on for customers in the wake of Debbie, Helene, and Milton. The latest update was provided yesterday during a quarterly financial report to federal regulators, and Duke says it's planning to submit a request to the Florida Public Service Commission next month, which could pass along storm-related costs to residents as soon as March. A similar request was already filed by FPL.
629, News Radio 92.3. You know, you got to take your hats off and say thanks to the folks over at Pennair Credit Union. They've reintroduced their Old Glory Flag Retirement Program.
Yes.
It's a great thing here. This program is dedicated to the respectful retirement of old, worn, or tattered American flags. Residents can bring retired flags to any Pennair branch to ensure flags are retired with honor and distinctively so.
Yes, absolutely. And we touched on this kind of earlier this week after the election. Florida politicians could be getting a big boost in power as President-elect Donald Trump is sworn in. These were just rumors we were talking about earlier this week, but they've now picked up, clearly. Marco Rubio being tapped as a potential next Secretary of State, which means he'll have to resign from his Senate seat. And after that, there would be a special election in 26 to fill out the remainder of his term. And there's also word that Rick Scott is a finalist for Senate Majority Leader, and Congressman Mike Waltz is on the short list for Secretary of Defense.
Let the dance begin.
Yeah, that Trump's gonna clean the Floridian House.
Oh, how do you feel about Marco Rubio possibly leaving his duties as a state senator for Florida and going federal?
Well, I don't blame him for the move. I mean, because obviously, his political career, that's for legacy points there, man, to say he was on Trump's cabinet.
But what about me? As a Florida resident, great for his resume and all, but taking care of me as a Florida resident, as a very good and efficient state senator, I have questions whether I'm on board with this.
Well, you might just have to play a role in that special election. Let your voice be heard once again.
I don't think that's going to happen. Coming up, we got sports in about 7 minutes for you.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Special Counsel Jack Smith is pausing his January 6th case against President-elect Donald Trump.
Fox's David Spunt has more on another case against Trump that Smith was prosecuting.
He already lost over the summer in the classified documents case, one that Judge Eileen Cannon dropped. Smith and his team are appealing with the circuit court, but expect that case to be dropped before Trump takes office. There are two other people charged in the classified documents case, including Trump's assistant, Walt Nauta, and former property manager, Carlos de Oliveira. It's not clear how their prosecutions will move forward.
Days after the election, Kamala Harris' running mate Tim Walz gives his concession speech in Eagan, Minnesota today. As Minnesota governor, he's promising to protect the right to abortion.
As long as I'm governor of Minnesota, we will protect a woman's right to make her own health care decisions.
Walz's term ends in January 2027. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the session higher with the three main indexes all setting fresh record highs. The Dow gained 259, the S&P 500 was up slightly by 22, and the NASDAQ gained 17. Shares of Tesla are currently up slightly in after-hours trading, pushing the EV maker's market cap past the $1 trillion mark for the first time. Shares have been rallying more than 26% this week after President-elect Donald Trump's victory. Cartier owner Rich Amont says weaker consumer spending in China devastated their sales potential, especially for its watch brands. The Swiss luxury group announcing today's sales in the quarter came to $5.2 million, and that's a 1% drop from last year. U.S. crude oil futures for December falling today more than 2.6%, residing above 70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The two biggest matchups this weekend in college football are Georgia visiting Ole Miss and LSU hosting Alabama. And the coach with the most on the line this weekend is Kalen DeBoer. DeBoer's to make the playoffs to have a successful first season at Alabama, and already had two losses, there's no more wiggle room. And the player under the most pressure is Georgia's QB Carson Beck. Beck is a championship caliber team, but now he must eliminate the turnovers and start playing like a championship QB. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, sounds like wipers. If your wipers are streaking, skipping, chattering, or even worse, loud, you need to visit AutoZone and get some fresh new blades. We've got basic wipers to get you back on the road, as well as premium blades from Bosch and Rain-X. So if you're hearing this, just head to your nearest AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
When you find out you're pregnant, everything changes. Every choice now impacts a child's future. Research has proven that smoking weed while pregnant can hurt babies. Cannabis passes through the placenta, leading to brain development issues, anxiety, poor academic performance, and physical problems at birth. Any use of THC while breastfeeding is also dangerous for babies. Your child or grandchild's future starts now. Don't put it at risk. Say no to marijuana while pregnant. This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about President Biden's speech about the election and the path forward, calling for unity. Continued looking at some of the amazing comments by late night hosts who just can't believe that President Trump won. Also, a series of racist text messages sent to mostly black but also other college students. And who sent them? Was it white supremacists or leftist agitators or Russian psychological operators? Listen to the conversation on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before Pep Talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 had me at the sax, let me tell you.
Yes.
Totally had me there.
I love that song.
It's a great track. Good evening, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This is Pensacola Right Now. We thank you for having us along over your Friday evening here. We were talking last hour, Austin, about that NFL game last night and how crazy the final score came down.
Yes.
35-34 Baltimore over Cincinnati. And you were telling me that Joe Burrow's played a hell of a game.
He did over 400. I think I want to say, because I heard the stat line this morning, 421 yards, four touchdowns, I think.
Okay.
Well, and I think he attempted over 55 passes.
Let's take it to a different level. Baltimore, of course, got by the Bengals in their second close battle this season. And Fox's Bob Martelli has more on the trending story.
After a 41-38 overtime thriller last month, the Ravens and the Bengals picked up where they left off. Baltimore won this rematch 35-34. Cincinnati's Joe Burrow hit Ja'Marr Chase with their third touchdown connection of the night. With 38 seconds left, the Bengals tried to win in regulation, but the Ravens foiled the two-point conversion attempt. Baltimore overcame a 21-7 deficit. Lamar Jackson gave the Ravens the lead for good with 1:49 remaining on a 5-yard TD pass to Rashard Bateman. Baltimore has won 7 of its last 8 games. Cincinnati fell to 4-6. Bob Martelli, Fox News.
637, News Radio 92.3. Okay, we're halfway through the NFL season, and Jared Mack stops in now with Fox on Football.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. The second half of the NFL regular season is underway. Week number 10. The 2-time reigning Super Bowl champions still have not lost a game. The Kansas City Chiefs are 8-0, having not been beaten since a game last Christmas, including the playoffs. The Chiefs have won their last 14 games. Sunday, they'll be home to take on the 5-4 Denver Broncos. The NFL's international series resumes with a game early Sunday in Germany. Fans in Munich will be treated to a matchup between the 2-7 Giants and 2-7 Panthers. Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt will be in the Fox TV booth in Tampa, Florida, where Brady quarterbacked the Buccaneers to a victory in Super Bowl 55, his record 7th and final Super Bowl win. Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, the 4-5 Bucks host the 4-4 49ers. Sunday night, the NFC best 7-1 Lions visit the AFC South leading 6-3 Texans. Jared Max, Fox News.
And don't forget, Sunday, 2 o'clock, it is the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament Championship. South Carolina takes on Texas. Over in Foley, it's the Sun Belt Conference Women's Soccer Championships. Saturday, James Madison takes on Texas State. They kick that off 7 o'clock in the Foley Sports Complex.
I got to tell you, you had mentioned this earlier this afternoon because I want to kind of give a recap of what you were just covering. Starting with Thursday night's NFL game. Yeah, man, you talked about how heartbreaking it is for Joe Burrow to put on such an electric performance and lose. And this would have been a great opportunity to get revenge, not just in your divisional standings, but also just in bragging rights with the Ravens, because I want to say the Ravens squeaked by the last time. And now this time, oh my gosh, just that's a dagger to the heart. And that's coming from a Steelers
maybe
fan.
Maybe Joe Burrow should unbleach his hair.
Yeah, maybe that's where.
Go back to, because
I don't know. For him, it's worked out. For him, he's starting to cook. I think it's just the Bengals as a whole that can't get out of their rut. And then, of course, you mentioned, or Jared Max mentioned, Lions and Texans. That's going to be a good game at the end of this upcoming slate. Unreal.
I am definitely on board with the Lions. I am so impressed with that team.
Everyone's got to love them. You, how could you not like the Lions? And with how good they've been doing recently, who would you prefer to have? Would you prefer to have the Chiefs run it back? Would you prefer to have The Cowboys win again, so you can stop making fun of them. No, you want the Lions to be good. That's the team that everybody's rooting for.
They got there the hard way.
And, yes.
And through hard work and
very hard way.
Great trades. And let me put it like this. If it's not the Saints, and I am a Saints fan,
yeah,
I do pull for the Lions.
I'm the same way. Like, if my Steelers don't win, I'm going to look at the Lions and be like, hey, man, give them hell. I think that's awesome.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, he just, Chris just held up a fist to me. Fight the power,
rock and
man.
Roll, man.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
All righty. Let's see. Also, just wanted to talk about this. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers helping a grieving family. We touched on this last hour.
That's great for Baker.
Yes.
Because you went to Oklahoma.
It was an 18-year-old named Connor Barba from Oklahoma. He had just gotten tickets for his birthday to last Monday night's game against the Chiefs in Kansas City. And he was killed in a car crash on Saturday in Kansas. And he was looking forward to seeing his favorite player, as you just said, Baker Mayfield. Mayfield telling ESPN he's honored and humbled knowing Connor was such a big fan. And the Buccaneers organization as a whole donating $10,000 to Connor's family.
Well, let me see. We need to also cover real quickly here UWF taking on North Greenville. They'll be up on the hill, Penn Air Field, 2 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. If you can't make it up there, you can catch the game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM or 1330 AM. And how do you see that game play out?
UWF wins, but they struggle a bit. I got to be in. As I said, I think I put it on record as a weird score, 33-24, maybe something like that. And also wanted to just say as a quick hitter here, Bronny James wasn't making a huge impact with the Lakers. So, unsurprisingly, he has been relegated to the South Bay Lakers,
G League
affiliate.
Right, right,
yes.
Right.
So that was something that people were calling for / expecting, so it's not a huge surprise that it happened.
It was a PR move. Come on, let's be serious. FSU, and don't make cricket noises to me here when I say FSU, Notre Dame, who's going to win the game?
Is that the sound a cricket makes?
Close.
Maybe with my raspy throat it doesn't sound too right. No, when it comes to Florida State, Notre Dame, as I said, by the spread, I think I'm actually being kind of lenient on them. I've got Notre Dame winning 37-13. Florida State's giving up about that amount of points every game. They're only scoring around 13-14 a game. So I think it's right on par. But also Notre Dame, they're a tough team, and they're going to prove it. But I don't think they just go buck wild on Seminoles. I think they prove that they're better, obviously. But they're good. They're not great. They'll beat up on them and keep moving.
Ice Flyers home this weekend against Knoxville over in the Bay Center. And the big topic right now is those new jerseys, the Blue Angels jerseys with the Ice Flyers. Saturday is Blue Angels night. I'm going to just kind of summarize this for you real quickly here. If you remember, on Thursday, the team unveiled their new Blue Angels-inspired jerseys. They're a beauty. I want to tell you, the jerseys will be available for purchase at tomorrow's game. And real quickly, back in 2023, the team signed a 3-year licensing deal with the Blue Angels, confirming them. They became the first officially licensed hockey team that can wear the Blue Angels crest.
Wow.
They look good.
Yeah. Ugh. It's hard to mess that look up.
They just look really good. So they'll be in the Bay Center this weekend.
And if you haven't seen some of the promotional shots that the Ice Flyers have had taken of those uniforms, it's awesome. I mentioned it earlier this afternoon, the way the players are lined up in those unis, staring down, and it's like a profile shot. So you see the sides of them, and then in the background you see standing alongside them the Blue Angel jet. That's huge.
Doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, it really doesn't. Very, very. I've never seen something so Canadian at heart, yet naturally just so patriotic at the same time. Just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on here. Still got some very heavy congestion on I-10. If you are traveling eastbound, passing over Avalon Boulevard, that's exit 22. Outside of that, there's not too much holding you up for long. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 72 tonight. This weekend's going to be decent. Saturday, high of 80, low of 72, just partly cloudy throughout the day. But Sunday, while the temperature's going to be around the same, we're going to have about a 20 to 30% chance of showers throughout Sunday, so be on the lookout for that.
6:45, News Radio 92.3. When I saw this headline, it said Volkswagen's recall. I went, uh-oh. I was thinking, gee, that's just what I need. I didn't want to have to do this recall thing, but if you are a Volkswagen owner, there is a recall in place. Nearly 115,000 of the Beetles and Passat vehicles are going through this thing about those side Takata inflator airbags. They could explode.
Yeah.
The affected models is the 2017 through 2019 Beetle and Beetle convertible, the 2012 through 2014 Passat, the 2017 Passat wagon, and the 2006 through 2007 Passat sedan vehicles. Those darn things could explode, those airbags.
Yeah.
Get those cars in quick. Don't mess around with this. Owners, if you want to wait for this, you're going to receive a notification letter in the mail late next month, meaning at the end of December.
Right.
But you know there's a problem with your car. Get it into the shop. They'll take care of it. Don't worry about the payment. This is all covered Volkswagen. But if you have those cars, do that first thing Monday morning.
All righty. And, of course, every hour we get you your Wall Street numbers. Well, Wall Street closing out a banner week. Let's see. So we've got the Dow topping 44,000 for the first time today. And the S&P 500 hit 6,000 during our session. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 259 points, coming to a final rest of 43,988. The S&P 500 rose 22 points to 59,95. And the NASDAQ added 17 points to 19,286.
Austin, if you could use AI to keep away that pest of a phone caller that's been bugging you for a while, Fox's Even Brown might have an answer to your problem.
New code discovered by the experts at 9to5 Google shows the company is getting ready to inject artificial intelligence into Android's phone screening feature. Currently, it uses scripted audio messages to make the caller divulge their intentions and identity. And while Google has already upgraded the feature to be more contextual, the introduction of AI into the process would allow for the Google Assistant to interact with the caller with more nuance. It would also reply to the caller with more natural replies, more specific to the reason for calling. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, and also consumer sentiment at its highest level in 6 months. University of Michigan's early reading for November rose for the fourth straight month as the expectations index surged to its highest level since 2021. The survey's director noted overall improvements in the outlook for personal finances in both long- and short-term business conditions. The reading was taken just ahead of the November election.
Okay, Navy Federal Credit Union is finding themselves in a little bit of a jam here. They have been ordered to pay $95 million for charging illegal overdraft fees to its customers. Happened from 2017 through 2022. NFCU charged customers fees on ATM withdrawals and debit card purchases. Now, Thursday, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau ordered Navy Fed to refund more than $80 million to consumers, stop charging illegal overdraft fees, and pay an additional $15 million civil penalty fees to the CFPB's Victims Relief Fund. So that's pretty a financial blow there. Did see this, and I wanted to pass this on, that art is going to really some new territory when you kind of put AI together with it.
Yes.
And they're finding expanding the total definition of art in a post-human world is going through a very interesting transition. And Fox's Therese Crowley has more on this trending story.
The artist is AIDA. With piercing eyes, a short brown bob, and a non-human gift as a painter with her robot arm.
The portrait has a fractured and layered quality, reflecting our current fragmented and multifaceted worlds.
And her ghost-like painting of mathematician Alan Turing, the father of modern computing and AI, has sold at Sotheby's digital art auction for $1.3 million, titled AI God. But is it art? The robot studio director Aiden Miller says people will decide. His focus is to explore the beginning of the fourth industrial revolution, a post-human world where he says the algorithms are starting to make all the decisions. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
All righty, and Tesla, now a trillion-dollar company. Shares of the electric vehicle maker climbed more than 6% in mid-morning trading to push its market cap past $1 trillion for the first time ever. Company stock rallied about 27% this week as Trump won the election. Tesla joins a growing club of big tech names, including Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, and Amazon, that are worth more than $1 trillion.
6:50, 10 away from 7, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Get ready for Monday. The party begins on the island. Pensacola Beach Vets Day Parade returns for its 35th year. Parade will roll from Via de Luna Drive west into the Casino Beach parking lot. It rolls at 2 o'clock on Monday, Pensacola Beach. Vets, you want to participate in this parade? You can still do so. All you have to do, pick up that phone, call Donna Cahill, 850-516-8000. 85-33. Le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll on Pensacola Beach Monday.
All righty, 6:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got a pretty strange story, I would say. Let's see. So if you look at Christmas and you think of your typical gifts that you get somebody, what do you think of?
Chocolate, hot chocolate.
That's smart.
Packs of hot chocolate.
That's cute, very festive. So some people in Utah had something else in mind. We got details on that and more coming up.
Call her right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty.
Your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
For all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage, should the storm make an unexpected change of course,
remember Sally?
Keep it on News Radio 92.3. Back to Pensacola right now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Saturday, in the park. News Radio 92.3, Austin and Chris Bryan. It usually... And I laugh because on Friday nights, I usually hear that song, meaning I'm getting ready to go into high school football or something.
Yes, so. That is true. That means we're getting ready to have high school football on ESPN Pensacola. Not this week, though.
No. We got the big divisions coming up. You start that next week, right?
Yes, I believe so.
I think so. Okay. Stress levels can range high following presidential elections. We're seeing some really crazy stuff from the white males voting for Harris and people that have melted down now. I mean, just absolutely losing it in public. Fox's Lisa Brady has an explanation, hopefully, that you'll buy into. It's called House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. How do you break through the stress and anxiety of the 2024 elections? Puppies. Some Arizona voters this week getting help from a few furry friends. The Arizona Humane Society brought puppies to the polls. Joe Casados is with the Humane Society.
We know that voting can be a stressful time for a lot of people. We also want to celebrate everyone doing their civic duty and coming out to vote. So we thought, what better way than bringing some puppies out to the polls to give someone a little reward and a little serotonin boost just for coming out?
The puppies offering a boost of joy to voters in Phoenix. Outside of stress, dogs have also been known to help with social connection and loneliness. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty. Almost exactly 6:55 on the nose here. Actually, as I'm speaking to you, we just now struck 6:55. How about that? All righty. We've only got one spot giving us major problems on the roads, and that's, believe it or not, I-10. If you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, that's exit 22. We do have some backup still in that area. Outside of that, there shouldn't be too much going on. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 72. This weekend, the high's only going to get around 80 on Saturday. Sunday, a little bit less than that. However, Sunday does have about a 20 to 30% chance of rainfall throughout the day.
Okay, might have plans this week to take it a movie. If you know, maybe you'd like to check what's going on. Hugh Grant is playing a villain in a new thriller out this weekend, and Fox's Monica DeLuca has a sneak peek for you.
On film.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Out in theaters this weekend, the movie Heretic, starring Hugh Grant.
We can't come inside unless another woman is present.
My wife is home. Does that count?
Great.
You like pie?
Yeah.
My wife has pie in the oven.
Two young missionaries become trapped in the home of Mr. Reed, played by Grant, in a deadly game of cat and mouse after they knock on his door. The psychological horror movie made headlines when the movie company behind the project, A24, said it plans to make certain movie theaters smell like blueberry pie during a certain pivotal scene. And on streaming, a movie that explores the idea of what would you say to your younger self? Amazon Prime Video is releasing the film My Old Ass, starring Aubrey Plaza.
Can you avoid anyone named Chad?
Good morning, Elliot. Have you met Chad?
A mushroom trip brings 18-year-old Elliot face to face with her adult self, who delivers her warnings. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
My old ass, huh?
Oh my gosh.
That's wholesome. You know what? To keep this sarcastic wholesomeness going, hinted at this before the break, police say it wasn't gifts they found during a traffic stop in Utah, but instead drugs covered in Christmas wrapping paper. Utah Highway Patrol troopers say they pulled over a Dodge Charger traveling at over 110 miles per hour. A canine officer was brought to the scene, and the animal led officers to two safes wrapped like presents. The safes contained vacuum-sealed containers with various drugs and paraphernalia inside. Troopers arrested Klaus Alexander Gellander and Robert Earl Robinson for investigation of three counts of drug possession with intent to distribute and numerous other charges. Let me just say this, and I'll never understand it. Why would you have drugs in the first place? Secondly, why would you be traveling over 110 miles per hour if you know you got that stuff in the car? Did you think that, like, the Christmas wrapping paper was going to throw the cops off and they weren't going to bat an eye at it? Like, why would you take that risk? That will never make sense to me. I'm going to have paraphernalia in my car and speed. Wow, you deserve everything you get, man.
We're going to nominate those two guys, right, for the Knucklehead of the Week Award?
They're definitely in the running. We've had a few today.
All right, economic boost. I like talking about positive things here. And this is a good story for Santa Rosa County. East Milton is preparing for a brand new tenant. You were talking about this a couple hours ago.
Yes, I
caught on to this. The Ben E. Keith Company, they are a major food and beverage distributor that has been around for a few years, 1906, wants to build a 3,200-square-foot warehouse. Now, if the project is approved by SRC, it would be located on Technology Avenue. This is just southeast of the 10 freeway at Highway 87. They're in East Milton, if you know what I'm talking about. It will become the company's second location in Florida.
All righty.
Bringing a lot of jobs, by the way. I thought I'd mention that as well. That's why I said economic development.
Yes, and unfortunately, we've got another development here, but this one is not as uplifting. Ukrainian President Zelensky confirms that North Korean troops have been deployed to Russia's Kursk region to fight Kyiv's forces. He said there are 11,000 North Korean soldiers in the region and that the clash has caused fatalities. He did not specify from which side.
While you're out and about this weekend, and you're going to have to watch that war real quickly, and you know, for between the transition period, between right. Biden and President-elect Trump. Going to be interesting. Third annual Pensacola Mural Fest underway. Check it out this weekend. If you want to see the 19 murals in the competition, here they are. The site's 418 Garden Street. That is the Pensacola State College building. Pensacola Auto Imports at 725 West Garden Street. Strong Street Studio at 109 North A Street. You say Strong Street Studio three times in a row, and it'll get you. Also, along the Barrancas Corridor, AdSync 201 South F Street, and Vowels Printing at 1233 Barrancas Avenue. So it is Mural Fest, third annual, underway. Go check those murals out, and you'll sit there and scratch your head and say, how do those guys do that?
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.